The student's symptoms last about 24 hours and are similar to regular seasonal flu, says Mount Edgecombe Superintendent Bill Hutton. They include a fever of around 100 degrees, along with head and body aches. About 400 students attend Mount Edgecombe. Hutton says with that many people in close quarters around the clock, keeping the illness at bay can be a challenge. Still, school officials are isolating students until well after their symptoms subside.
After another 24 hours of being fever-free, they've been coming back to class. So they've been kind of out of class for 48 hours and feeling lousy for 24.
Mount Edgecombe has been consulting with state public health officials on how to proceed and has a medical clinic on site. State epidemiologist Dr. Beth Funk says swine flu has been circulating in Alaska since late May. Her office gets information on the severity of the disease from the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control.
It appears that both of these agencies are saying that it appears that H1N1 influenza is acting very much like regular seasonal influenza. So it's not more severe, it's not a more deadly strain at this point in time, but no one really knows what's going to happen in the next week or the next month or as the flu season progresses.
Health officials urge everyone to use common sense hygiene practices. That includes washing your hands frequently and thoroughly and blocking your coughs with a sleeve or tissue. The seasonal flu vaccine will soon be available. Funk says that vaccine should be considered for infants, children, the elderly, and those with chronic health problems. Although the seasonal vaccine does not protect from the swine flu strain, it may protect from other strains that could pop up this season.
Crystal balls don't work very well with flu, and so you just kind of have to think of all the possibilities and then try to plan as best you can.
Funk says the swine flu vaccine will likely start coming into the state in small amounts beginning in October. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.